In our lifetime, we have many opportunities to have friends at our home, to have visitors in our home, to have people come to our home. And we treat them like guests. We treat them like guests by doing everything we can to make them feel comfortable, doing everything we can to make them feel that they're appreciated and enjoyed, to make them feel that they are just wonderful. The best way we could ever do to make another person feel wonderful in our home is to make them feel that they are family, to treat them like family and sincerely treat them like family. You put food on the table, you say, supper's ready, and they're naturally expected to come to the table like anybody else. And you say, help yourself, and so they help themselves on a family-style type dinner, or you serve however you serve, and you give them each a plate of food, and you don't say eat, you don't say if you like any more, there's more out there. You just say, and there's more in the pot if anybody feels like they'd like to have some more. You can say that. But you treat them like family. You do not wait on them. You do not care about them to make sure that they have enough to eat, to make sure that they're enjoying themselves. If they don't know how to enjoy themselves, if they don't know how to take care of themselves, then you really don't want them in your house. Because if you cannot treat everyone as a member of your family, in the entire world as your family, you don't deserve to have them in your world. In other words, if you treat your puppy dog like a member of the family, then your dog will be a wonderful member of the family. And your dog will be cooperative, your dog will be sincere, your dog will be wonderful. But if you treat them like a guest, then they'll want to be treated like a guest. They want to be waited on. They want to have you take care of their needs. They want you to put a napkin on their lap. They want you to do all the stuff. They want you to ask them, would you like some more? Would you like this? Would you like that? And on your family, you don't ask if you'd like more. You just say, there's more there. If you want some more, go help yourself. If it's your family-style dinner and all the food's on the table, help yourself. Eat as much as you like. When it's gone, you know. We get some more soup, put another carrot in the soup, but whatever you like. The greatest gift that we can give to anyone in our world is to treat them like family. To treat someone like family is difficult because we have names that we give to people. Here, we call them monks, or we call them ministers, or we call them doctor, or we call them friend, or we call them relative, we call them brother, sister, mother, father, sister, child, or whatever we call them. And that is totally improper. That's totally incorrect. When a child goes to visit at a neighbor's house and the parents are along, the child behaves. When the child goes to visit at a neighbor's house and the parents are not along, how does the child behave? The child acts like a member of the other family's family. And the child does all things which bring about a harmonious relationship between itself and that family. And the mother hears about this, and the neighbor says, you have such a wonderful child, so sensitive, so caring, so loving. What? My kid is that loving? At home, she's not. Well, how do you treat your child at home? Do you treat your child as a guest? That you're going to wait on the child and you're going to pick up his clothing and you're going to put away things and you're going to take away the responsibility of having the child have a part of the role of the family? This is what most people do. They take away the privilege of a child being a member of the family because the father does that or the mother does that or the sister does that or the brother does that. Or those are duties that only for boys or those are duties only for girls. And we just make ourselves into a holy mess. And it's a very unfortunate thing to make ourselves into this holy mess, all because we forget that we are in the family of man and that we are all one and we are all beautiful beings and that everyone wants to participate, everyone wants to cooperate, everyone wants to do the good things in life. And when someone wants to do something nice, let them do it. Don't say, oh, you don't have to bother. When someone wants to go out and sweep the walk, you don't say, oh, how thoughtful of you, how nice. No, it's not thoughtful and nice of them. They want to do it because they want to do it in their heart. And you just smile and let them go do it. And just bless them as they're doing it, saying to yourself, all is in divine order. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, now, have you ever, has anyone ever, have you ever learned how to be a family member? Have you ever learned how to be a mama or a papa? Or a sister or brother or aunt or uncle, cousin, child? Have you ever learned that? No. It comes by the role being played by your parents and your family. It comes by what you see them doing. And when you see them doing whatever needs to be done or they feel they'd like to do, and doing it with a joyful heart, then that's the way you'll do things. If begrudgingly you go about doing things, then that's the way it'll be done. Parents and family teaching are doing a very beautiful thing because they're teaching by role model of what is to be done. They're teaching by role model how things are to be handled. They're teaching by role model, and the boys and girls, the children in their playpen, by role model, they teach their friends what is expected of them and what is expected of themselves. When they're out in the sandbox, they have that role model. One child says, can I have that toy? And the other child says, sure, go ahead. And one child says, nothing, and just grabs the toy and plays with it. And the other child says, hey, you didn't ask me. You know, you have to say, Captain, may I? And you have to do that. And so the children play a game called Captain May I. Why do they play the game? It's so they learn to ask permission to do things without feeling that they are being belittled by asking for permission to do it. Because we all feel belittled by asking for permission. May I go to the store? May I get up? May I lay down? May I watch this on TV? May I do that? You see, all those things we feel belittled by. Whereas it should be the most natural thing in the world. We don't have to say, may I? We just say, I'm going to watch the TV, or I'm going to the store, or I'm going to do this. And what is the inferred reference in there? Is there anything you'd like from the store? I'm going to the store. Is there anything you'd like from the store? You don't say, is there anything you'd like from the store? But you know, as a family member, you can ask that person to bring home a tube of toothpaste for you. You know that you can ask that family member to do anything because you're not too much put on or put out by doing it. And you don't say, oh, that's too big a bag of dog food to ask someone to bring here, and that's too much of this and too much of that. And then what happens? They come and they tell you that that's not what you asked for. And it is what you asked for because I copied it right off of the bag. I copied it off of the bag itself, and that's how it was there. Now, they got down there, and perhaps they didn't have that in. And so they showed her this and said, that's the same thing. And it's not the same thing. Now, when we're family members, the first thing we do when we find that something is not available, we call. And we say, hey, family member, this was not available. They don't have the kind of jelly that you'd want, the sugarless strawberry jelly. They don't have the sugarless chocolate-covered nuts that you wanted. Can I bring sugared nuts? No. No. If you have to ask the question, usually the answer is no. But you don't. You say, would you like anything in their place? Would you like anything else? You know, but family members do not feel guilty telling other family members what they'd like. Family members do not feel guilty by being told what to do, by being told what things are important, because they are not told and they are not asked to do things. They do it intuitively. They say, I'm going to the store. Would you like something? Anything at all. Well, I was going to go to the store too, but if you really want to go for me, yes, I'd be glad to. Here is my 2-page shopping list.
No.
What? No what? You know, you make such nice meals for me all the time. I'm just so thrilled to do anything that you want me to do. I'm just so thrilled to get your 2-page shopping list. And I'm going to even throw in a couple of treats that I'll pay for myself. Because you are just so generous with me. You're so loving. You treat me like family. You treat me like family, even though I'm not living in your same community. I'm just visiting for a week or a month or a year, whatever. You see, have we ever learned how to be a family? Have we ever appreciated what it means to be a family? And to be a family doesn't mean we're possessive of the other person or we tell them what to do. It just means that we are the most ideal example we can be of what being a family member means. And in the same token, whoever we have in our family lives by that same principle, lives by that same attitude that all is in divine order. And as the little boy going to the boys' home, Father Flanagan boys' home, the little boy was carrying this other boy. And Father Flanagan says, "Let me help you." And the little boy says, "He's not heavy, Father. He's my brother." And if we all treat our family like that, they're not too heavy for us. They're our brother. They're our member of our family. Have a lovely day, and let it be filled with joy, happiness, peace, togetherness, oneness, and unconditional love. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.